Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
-17 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs victorious tonight over the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, 11-7. It was a wild one in Coca-Cola Park tonight, and we have a litany of highlights, starting with the top of the first inning. Well, you knew it was going to be a wild night when Gary Sanchez, who burst out onto the scene for the New York Yankees a year ago, showed up on a rehabilitation stint for Scranton. He brought with him a lot of media, a lot of fans, and a lot of hype. And boy, Gary Sanchez did not disappoint, because on the first pitch he saw, he hit it out.
Two RBIs, and he swings, rips one in the air, right field, deep but playable. The wind will push it back. Cousins is back. He's looking up. That ball is gone! Just over the wall, into the Bud Light trough in right. And on his first swing on rehab, Sanchez has homered again.
Well, there's no doubt that a lot of people came just to see that. And Gary Sanchez made sure they came and got what they came for. So for the Pigs, they were down early, 1-0. And in the bottom of the first inning, Cam Perkins would lead it off with a single. However, the Pigs would not get anything else going. And then in the top of the second inning, more trouble for the Iron Pigs as Mason Williams started the inning off with a single. Following a strikeout to Ruben Tejada, Mark Payton hit a single. That meant two runners on, and Cito Culver stepped up to the plate.
Now look to second. Here's the pitch, and it swung on, ripped in the air. Center field, will the wind push it back? Back goes Perkins at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. Well out of here to the right of dead center. 23-mile-per-hour winds, and Culver found the jet stream.
Well, Culver, with that home run, put the Rail Riders up 4-0, excuse me, and it looked like the Pigs were in a lot of trouble, but there was a lot of wind at the ballpark tonight, and we know that there's a lot of power in the Pigs' offense, and it showed in the bottom of the second inning as it started off with a Rhys Hoskins walk. Now, that walk to Rhys Hoskins meant that Rhys Hoskins had now reached 23 consecutive games on base, so the slugging first baseman continues to stay hot. But this would not be the last we heard of him, but that'll be later on in the game. Now, Nick Williams would then walk. That meant two runners would go on. However, Justin Will Valentin would come up, and he would ground into a fielder's choice, which would put Rhys Hoskins at third and Justin Will Valentin at first. So the Pigs were looking to get into a little bit of business. Taylor Featherston would walk, and that would load the bases for Cam Perkins.
It'll be a 3-1 to Perkins, up high, Pigs on the board, fourth walk of the inning.
And so Chad Green had walked in the first run of the game, and when you're staked to a 4-0 lead, the last thing you want to do is walk the park. Well, Chad Green then went on to walk the next batter.
It'll be a 3-0 to Crawford, who will be taking, and it's up high. And the whole place knew he was taking. Green still couldn't get it in, and I just can't believe what I'm seeing, and that might be all.
Well, as we all know, J.P. Crawford has one of the best eyes in all of baseball, and there was no way Chad Green was going to fool him there. He did not. He would walk. However, Jorge Alfaro would then strike out to end the inning. In the fourth, after nothing really happened in the third inning, the Rail Riders would tack on a couple more runs. In the fourth, it all started with two outs. Cito Culver grounded out to second base, and Billy Fleming grounded out to shortstop. And so it looked like Mark Capel was going to cruise to that inning. However, Tyler Wade hit a single, and that brought Gary Sanchez up to the plate.
Runner at second, 2-0 to Sanchez, swung on, drilled to the air, high and deep out to left center. Cousins racing back, still going back, and this is up against the left center field wall to score a run. Wade is in. Sanchez will hold it second with a ribby double, and it's 5-2 Rail Riders.
So it was a spectacular night for Gary Sanchez, and then the very next batter, Dustin Fowler, would pile on.
two outs. Here's the 2-2. And the pitch swung on, looped into right, another base hit. This off the bat of Fowler. Sanchez being waved. Williams up with the throw. It's cut off. And Scranton Wilkes-Barre with a couple of two-out RBI hits has a four-run lead. It's 6-2.
So it seemed like a little bit of a backbreaking sequence for the Pigs, who had gotten back into the game, down 4-2. First two outs at the top of the fourth inning, and then all of a sudden the Rail Riders rallied to put two runs on the board, and they led 6-2. Fast forward to the bottom of the fifth inning, and this is where the Pigs really began to turn it on. It started with a Jorge Alfaro single, then a Dylan Cousins single, and that brought the hottest hitter in baseball to the plate in Rhys Hoskins.
Runners lead, two on, nobody out. And here's the pitch to Hoskins. Swung on and drilled out to right field deep. Going back is Fowler, looking up, and that ball is gone! A league-leading seventh home run for Hoskins, and the Pigs are back within one.
And that was a monster home run for the Pigs, who had struggled with runners in scoring position their last few games, who needed a big hit, down 6-2 in this one, and Rhys Hoskins provided them with it. And all of a sudden, the Pigs were down only one run. However, in the top of the sixth inning, after G-Man Choi had left this game with a wrist injury, his replacement in the lineup, Billy Fleming, who was not scheduled to be in it originally, well, Billy Fleming made sure that his manager looked good for putting him into the lineup.
Here's the 3-2, and the pitch swung on and drilled out to left field and deep. Cousins back, this ball gone into the pig pen. A solo shot for the number 9 hitter, Billy Fleming.
So a wild affair at Coca-Cola Park. Billy Fleming, the number 9 hitter, gives the Rail Riders a 7-5 lead, and all of a sudden the Pigs, who had gotten so close, now we're back trailing behind. But credit to Colton Murray, who after that home run found a way to strike out the side.
And this pitch is a called strike to end the inning. How about Murray? Strikes out the side.
So Colton Murray ended any more damage that could have possibly happened in that inning. And for the Pigs, that was really good, because in the bottom of the sixth inning is when the Pigs would break out and take back the lead. And it all started with Cam Perkins.
Pitch here swung on, drilled in the air, out to right center field and deep. Fowler racing back and turning, and this ball is gone for Perkins. Solo shot, it is back to a one-run game. 7-6 on his third.
So Cam Perkins makes it 7-6. J.P. Crawford would follow that with a pop-up, and then Jorge Alfaro would single, so he would be on first base, and that would bring Dylan Cousins to the plate.
Fowler is on the track. He's by the wall, and this is off the wall. Off the wall, it's going to be extra bases. Alfaro is being waved around. The relay throw. This is late, and the Pigs have tied it up. Cousins makes it all the way to third. The ball caromed away from Williams.
Naturally, the next hitter would be Rhys Hoskins, and they wanted nothing to do with Hoskins, who would walk. Nick Williams would be hit by the pitch, so that would load the bases. Jesmuel Valentin would strike out, but that would bring Taylor Featherston to the plate with tonight's turning point of the game.
Here we go, two outs. Bases still loaded for Featherston, and the pitch. Swung on it, drilled to second. It's a base hit over the second baseman Fleming into right center field. Cousins is in. Hoskins has scored. The third is coming around. The throw is in time to end the inning. So Williams is thrown out, but the Pigs have taken a 9-7 lead on the two-run base hit for Taylor Featherston. Two-run double. Pigs take a 9-7 lead.
So despite the runner getting thrown out on the play, Taylor Featherston's two-run single had given the Iron Pigs a 9-7 lead, one they would not relinquish, as in the top of the seventh inning, Michael Marriott would come to the mound. He would face Ruben Tejada, Mark Payton, and Cito Culver, and all of them saw strike three.
Two outs, bases empty, 1-2 on Culver. Marriott deals. Pitch, swung through and missed for strike three, a slider low and away. Culver gone on strikes. Marriott strikes out the side in order in a 1-2-3 seventh inning.
And that's how you take care of business once your team takes a lead in a wild game like this. You shut the door. And in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Pigs would back that up even more with some more runs. It would start with a Logan Moore single, and that would bring Cam Perkins to the plate. Cam Perkins would single. J.P. Crawford would bunt the runners over, and that would bring Jorge Alfaro to the plate.
Infield in. First pitch swung on and lined for a base hit into left field. The Pigs have taken a 10-7 lead. They'll hold Perkins at third. It's an RBI base hit for Alfaro, who's got a three-hit night. And the Pigs now lead 10-7.
And following Alfaro, Dylan Cousins would come up.
What's the better accomplishment? Pitch here swung on, drilled in the air out to left. Frazier is drifting back. He's by the track with the play, plays it off to his side. As the throw will go into second, and the Iron Pigs add to their lead, it's now 11-7 on the sack fly from Cousins.
So when all was said and done, the Pigs tacked on 11 runs in this game on 14 hits. And then, in the top of the ninth inning, they would finally put it to bed.
And here's the 0-1 to the righty. Tejada swung on, hit in the air right field fairly deep. Williams is there. Drifting back, shy of the track, reaches up, makes the catch. Ball game over. Twice trailing by four. The Pigs come from behind to win 11-7. Pigs fly! Pigs fly! Pigs fly!
And as Matt Provin said, the Pigs did come from four down twice in this one, finding themselves down 4-0 in the bottom of the second, finding themselves down 6-2 in the bottom of the fifth, unfazed by it all. 11 runs capped off by monster home runs from Rhys Hoskins and Cameron Perkins, and the big two-out, two-run Taylor Featherston single, leading the Pigs to a fantastic start to the month of May, to this home series, and to the game in general. The Pigs win it 11-7. Final time of the game. It was a long one. There was a lot of offense, but boy, was it fun. 3 hours and 4 minutes out in front of 7,609 paid and happy fans at Coca-Cola Park. It was 69 degrees and partly cloudy with that 18-mile-per-hour wind blowing out to right field. And boy, did we feel all of that as the Pigs and Rail Riders combined for 28 hits and 18 runs. The Pigs good on the good side, plus four when it came to that equation. The winning pitcher for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Colton Murray, 1-0 on the year. He went two innings. He gave up two hits, a run, and struck out four. The starting pitcher in this one for the Piggies was Mark Appel. He went four innings, giving up 11 hits, six earned runs, striking out five. He gave up two home runs, but they might have gotten a little bit of an assist from the wind as well. Michael Marriott got a hold. He went an inning, striking out three, and Hobie Milner shut the door. Two innings, one hit, two strikeouts for the victorious Piggies. For Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Chad Green got the start, and he was good and he was bad at times. He had moments where he struck out a ton of Iron Pigs, and then, like in the second inning, where he could not find the strike zone. He went five innings, giving up seven hits, five earned runs, five walks, six strikeouts, and a home run. Joe Mantiply, who got the loss in the game, went one inning, four hits, four earned runs, one walk, one strikeout, one home run. Tyler Jones went an inning, three hits, two earned runs. And Jason Gurka went an inning, one walk, two strikeouts. The Pigs were 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. And for the Rail Riders, they were 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position and left 8 on base. So the final score out at Coca-Cola Park, the Iron Pigs 11 and the Rail Riders